Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I'm recording on the 30th of December. You will be hearing this on New Year's Day and the repeat program on Friday. By the time you hear this on Thursday, you spent most of the day, you've gone through the New Year's Eve and all that entails. We'll end up with a lot of reflections on the year and the year to come towards the end of the program. And want to give you the telephone number to give me a call in case you have any feedback, any suggestions. It's 939-333-1010. And I want to start out with kind of the easier part, sort of seeing of the year. You know, I've always given importance to sports and what we learn from them and from the athletes and from what's occurring in the different competitions in the sporting world. And we've been looking at the year. Let's see where we kind of stand on our Puerto Rican athletes. And one of the highlights is a paddleboard won the top awards in throughout the world. Her name is Mari Carmen Rivera. She was sort of saying, you know, what kind of a year was it? And she's improved each year, better rankings each year. But what she's achieved this year says, you know, was far more than she had envisioned and dreamed. And so it was a heck of a year. Ironically, you know, she's from Sidra, you know, not in the middle of the island, but certainly not on the coast, 32-year-old. And kudos to Mari Carmen. She says, I'm super happy. Four world championships, six medals, world medals. She won the Pan American Games, the European Tour, and number one in ranking worldwide in the stand-up paddle. That's as good as a year as you can have. So, Mari Carmen, kudos and congratulations for the hard work. In another one we followed and had another great year his name is always a little bit tricky for me because it's not the common name. It's Aiden Owens Delerme. Owens Delerme. And he had a silver medal in the World Championships. So, you know, he's one of the three medalists, Jasmine Camacho Queen, Coulson, and now him. The decathlon is, for me, just a fantastic sporting event where you have to combine strength and technique and speed and endurance. It just combines everything, and he's done well. And one of the key things in the articles, a couple articles, is that there was the critical moment. He's always kind of done very well in the first day, where the first five events. And then in the second day he's fallen somewhat. Even though at the end his best event is the 1,500 meter running, but the beginning of the second day was where he's had problems, the disc throw was the critical moment, and he knew that he had this time around. He had to have a good start at the beginning, and he did with the disc, you know, coming very, very close to his best distance in that particular event. And then from there on, he had the momentum and came in with a silver medal in the World Championships. Fantastic year for Aiden, and, you know, congratulations. He very, very persevering, you know, and now working towards the Olympics. He was well behind the goal by 20 points. It was won by a German, Leo Neugebauer. Aydın, congratulations to Aydın. The third in terms of the three that really had spectacular years, Xander Sayas, who remained unbeaten, and at the beginning of the year will be fighting for the consolidation of the two events of the two associations in the boxing world. He's going to be going against someone who's has a 17-1 record. He's undefeated, so let's see what happens. But he's come through slowly. He was asked, you know, what has been critical in his development, and the word that he used was patience. He says, "I was able to be patient, to follow the guidelines, the instructions I received." And that's for the critical. And then I got a kick out of, you know, that this year he finally went from being in quote the prospecto to now a fighter. It's the rookie in sporting worlds, or the young lawyer that we talked about. When do you cease being a young lawyer? Now just a lawyer. And then eventually a very experienced lawyer, etc. So, but he got a kick out of no longer being un prospecto, but being a prospect, being considered a rookie, a young boxer. Oh, he's still a young boxer, of course. But Xander Sayas, again, one of the three persons that looking at what the year in terms of our Puerto Rican athletes achieved. The ones that we followed had some problems. Jasmine, as we know, Camacho Quinn suffered from injury that was not able to surpass during the year, but she's ready to go this year. Let's cross our fingers. And hope the best for her. And Amanda lost her third title fight against Katie Taylor, the Irish fighter, at the highest level. I think she's going back some 20 pounds back to where she has been her strength and has amassed I think 7 different title ranges in those weight classes. She had a little bit of a problem in the sense that her competitor, Erica Cruz, Mexican, had problems in the past, and there was a detection of some illegal drugs, and it was under reconsideration, etc. But the decision was made to disqualify her, to fight her, and she has another Mexican contestant is a young undefeated fighter, and that will be on the 3rd of January. She's one of my favorite persons. Let's see, what's the fighter that Reina Tellez is a fighter who's undefeated, a young. A real prospect, a rookie, and let's see how that goes on the 3rd of January. So it's right around the corner. I did mention not over the course of the year, but Sugar Diaz has had a fantastic year. He is changing from the Mets to the Dodgers. Like to mention him. So those are in terms of the Puerto Rican, athletes during the course of the year, showing perseverance, resiliency, patience. These values that are important for all of us, right? And before I close on the sporting world, an area that I get kind of frustrated with is the professionalism, the economics of collegiate sports these days, and the economic and of the professional world, where money overrides loyalty to the fans and to teammates and to staying to the particular city, et cetera. It's just, you know, in my time, the moves were very rare. Most of the teams, I was a Brooklyn Dodger. There was consistency throughout all the careers of most of the players. I mean, Mickey Mantle was for the Yankees the whole time, and my heroes and the Brooklyn Dodgers were there full time. There was very, very little move, but now the moves are continuous. The Sugar Diaz is a case in point. For a couple of million dollars, moved to the Dodgers, and a better chance of a World Series. He says that's the main reason why he's changed. But a couple million dollars, when you're making 37, at least I get frustrated. I don't know how you out there feel, but I get a little frustrated. And then in the sporting world, the college sporting world, it happened about a few years ago. I talking with a graduate of Michigan, and I think it was the Rose Bowl, and said that that they didn't put their best – some of the best players didn't play in the bowl game. And I found that really shocking. But that's what's happening. And in this particular year, Notre Dame, because of the way the decisions of how the top 12 teams are determined, two of them are determined based on – particular leagues, and even though their ranking is higher than Notre Dame, they were assured the space within the 12, and at the very end, Alabama and Miami were ranked ahead of Notre Dame, and Notre Dame did not come within the 12, which meant they're not in the playoffs for the national title. And the Notre Dame team, after finding out that they were not going to be in that top 12, determined the team and the coach. I think it was unanimous, but at least everybody, that's the way it came out. They determined that they were not going to play in the bowl. And because, I guess it's a combination of two things. They thought it was unfair. But I think also quite a few of the players, and most of them juniors, are ready to go to the National Football League draft, and worried. There was a case a number of years back where one of the best prospects played in a bowl and got hurt, and hurt his whole career. So the decision was made to not play. I watched the BYU game against Georgia Tech. Those two teams played their heart out. Fantastic game. And then the other one, just close to that, I think Notre Dame would have played in the BYU game, and I think it would have been a heck of a good game. The other game that maybe Notre Dame would have, another bowl game would have been against Virginia, Virginia, and again, both games were fantastic. Teams played their heart out. The decision and the thing was made at the very last moment with what could have been catches that would have changed the outcome in both games. So, I'm an old timer. I was in sports for the sports. Didn't get a penny during that time, and it was pure amateur. And the world has changed. I'm having trouble changing with it, especially in certain circumstances. And that's the way it is, and that's the way I feel. Those are my reflections on the sporting world during the course of this year. The other thing in terms of Puerto Rico, we're now reconsidering whether have the Miss Universe contest in Puerto Rico. After the Bad Bunny concerts, the announcement that we were going to be hosting the Miss Universe came out, I think the next day. And it seemed to me like a good momentum. Keep Puerto Rico in the forefront. Of course, as we've been reading, the whole Miss Universe world has had tremendous problems. There was an ongoing problem with the Thailandese owner, and that everybody knew. The governor says now that nobody could have foreseen the problems. Well, I think we can agree to a certain extent, but there were problems also with one of the critical person that was in there, and then the other co-owner, Mexican, is also under criminal investigation, and the winner happened to be Mexican, has been attested, challenged, rumors, and she has not held up well under the stress. I don't know enough about her as to whether she deserves it or not deserves the mistreatment, but I feel sorry for her. And the whole thing has been a catastrophe, and we'll see what eventually happens with Miss Universe, whether it'll be in Puerto Rico or not. We've already put in quite a few $1 million, and we have a few left. I think it's $13 million or something like that to bring the contest to Puerto Rico. I think that'll be decided in the next few days. So that's Miss Universe, which we kind of followed, the pageants and all, what I've considered have been improving tremendously. But this particular pageant has fallen on very bad times. We've run out of time in the first segment, so we'll take a pause and be right back after the pause. This is your Jorge Gonzalez, your host, Reflections.